said like, I'll do like 1500 for like 10 tracks or something like that, which was fair for a studio. He's like, I won't do your mastering. He's like, but I'll record it for you. Right. Ah. But then I did the math. And I'm like, yeah, I could go buy a mic and whatever for like $5. I'll just do that. And I can make as many tracks as I fucking want.
What?
So then we were off and running, and we had the little like mini Wu-Tang / ASAP type of crew. Like we had five of us.
Gooners.
And then shortly after, two of those dudes ended up, they were moving, but they didn't tell nobody because they were, everyone was going to be crushed by it.
Yeah.
And then they ended up cutting, and then the whole recording just kind of like
crumbled on
slowly crumbled. Yeah.
The part where you guys are in the studio and like, yo, where's Kevin?
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
The first few tracks, you're so emotional. The first song, yo, this for you, dog. Yo, shout out to my dog, yo. You know, you're so like broken up, you know? But damn, we had some epic sessions, right? We had some. Nobody died. You just really, really far.
T-shirts.
He's just really far. Just
him looking off into the distance.
I miss his face.
It's in a long.
Okay.
Snap.
Oh, all right, everybody. Okay. In all seriousness, from everything that we're about to cut out and all the allegations that may have taken place prior to my introduction.
Allegedly.
It's your boy, Space Boy Elroy. Here with Mr. Zane to give you the latest and the greatest. We got a drama-packed episode. It's spicy. Mm-hmm. Episode 64 of The Hidden Six. Let's go. Early, son, it's early.
Oh,
we not breaking tradition.
Yeah,
crack this down.
Do it. Oh,
cheers.
Mm-hmm. Those are the ones who wish they could be here but are not.
Shout out to y'all.
But we're happy we're here with y'all. Oh man,
a lot of scandalous stuff going on.
Oh.
I mean, where do we start?
We'll start with, we have a bad history on the pod here of getting in the sweet zone of things happening all at once.
The current events always like to take place around our schedules because we're selfish like that.
We're still adulting.
How dare you revolve around the sun
without
our permission, you know what I mean? But nonetheless, it gives you guys some time to give some perspective. It gives us some time to not say some total bullshit, because I kind of like that.
Yeah,
I don't mind being late.
Yeah, shotgun around the corner.
When you're late to the party, it gives you some time for some stuff to come to light. Whereas when you give your first impression, a lot of times you got like
missed some stuff.
Yeah, because you've already gotten broken information.
Okay.
So I kind of like that some things unfold, and then you could say like, "Yeah, that's bullshit," or "Yeah, that's all right."
Crazy.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff I'm hearing though, it's like,
it's not looking good for Mr. Diddy.
Yeah. For example, with Puffy.
Yeah, it's not looking good right now.
I'll give you something where, just to relate to what you just said there in regards to hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
Without time that passed, these are the two narratives I got right now.
All right, go.
Right? The first one is R. Kelly's like, yo, y'all can't see they're doing this man dirty.
Ooh.
Right? Which I was saying, R. Kelly, please don't defend me from jail.
Yeah, I was going to say, does he get an opinion? Like, Suge was
apparently
on it.
He does.
Everyone gets to weigh in, and now, more popular than ever, is like the prison celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
And second take?
Second take, maybe something to do with Jay-Z.
Ooh, so, okay, so there's some spillover into the industry.
Yes, because they were, it's almost as if I did something nefarious.
Okay.
And then people are like, well, y'all been tight, like titty tight.
Yeah, for a long, long time.
Yeah. So, but hey, welcome to the Hidden Six podcast.
Hey, just sit on that for a moment. Let that simmer.
Let that simmer, right? Because even for me as a fan of the industry, of the music.
Okay.
You still forget that people of high caliber, of ilk, a certain ilk, they...
I like that word.
Have a certain kind of lifestyle that we will never know.
That's it. Fact.
Yeah.
Like you're very vanilla consumers, right?
We
a lot of us.
Taking a vacation, being in a yacht with our boys is the end all be all.
Even just us not living in like a Miami or a lot of these kind of like popular celebrity Hollywood spots, like a Miami, a Hollywood, an LA lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you went there and spoke to The locals?
They would be like, eh.
They'd be like, yeah, oh, that was Friday night. I was up at fucking Diddy's house.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, it is, like, you know things will all come to light one day.
Yeah.
You kind of have to wait for, like, tell-all books or someone to go off the deep end. Because eventually, when all those allegations are, like, so spread out, someone loses their shit. But they always get depicted as crazy. So, let's use Exhibit A, Orlando Brown.
Okay.
Orlando Brown, the poster child of talking shit.
Okay.
And now, when certain things come out, you're half like,
Buscash.
Damn, this guy might have actually, there might have been something sprinkled in there that I missed. You know, this man's usually, fucking crazy. But
I would always like to give some people the benefit of the doubt, knowing that they're, yes, there are situations where lies and rumors are 100%
fact.
That. But if it's 80% that 20% that
bro, he checks off so many boxes. Child actor, check.
Ooh.
Nickelodeon,
which has been a wave.
No, I don't
wave.
Think it's Nickelodeon.
I don't okay. Remember what is
What's So Raven was pretty sure Family Channel, which was
no Raven was
Family Channel.
Disney.
It was Disney.
That shoe hasn't fallen yet, or has it?
Nah, I don't
on
think
Disney
so.
Yet.
No. Okay. I don't think so. He checks off a lot of boxes. But
yeah. Okay.
So let's look up to a series of events that have happened since we last recorded. So, boom. Episode 63 ends. The world is at peace. Everybody sleeps tight. Great dreams. Wake up. Boom. Diddy's crib gets raided.
Okay.
All right. So Diddy's crib gets raided. Now, apparently, he's hopping on a private flight, which is alleged.
Yeah, I
this
saw
is the
that.
Shohei Ohtani right? watch all yeah, over again. The Diddy watch, and apparently he never left.
This is where I
and
even,
went to pick up some cheesecake.
I'm going about my life, and they're like, "Yo, look where his jet is going."
Right, and you're like,
and
"Oh,
I'm like, damn!"
Right,
I'm like, that's pretty close to Vinci.
So you know, the first allegation is Diddy's avoiding persecution because he's dipping on a private plane.
TMZ.
Yeah, they're foul for that, bro.
Talk about TMZ.
Foul.
I'm really impressed that TMZ can get. So the other narrative is that TMZ has people in the force.
Yeah.
In the feds.
Oh yeah. Cause Buddy was a lawyer, right? You gotta take that in that the owner was a lawyer at one point. Like
so
they are good at what they do, meaning he's got contacts both on the police side, on the civilian side, on the celebrity side. He's covering a lot
of
avenues.
Contacts. It makes it sounds like cool. That's really bad.
You know he's breaking bags off.
I've never known what any I did not know what any part of Diddy's house looked like.
Until that video.
Well, now I know.
It was pretty nice.
That's crazy.
I thought the shakeup looked very weird when I saw when I saw the stuff that they tossed. So it was like the closets was a main part because there's a lot of closets in that house.
Well,
a
that's
lot
where
of
you put
come
tapes,
out of the closet.
Right? That's
you know
why people, huh?
Mm-hmm. A lot of skeletons in them closets.
Them skeletons out, man.
But the way that they dumped it was very nonchalant. Like, I felt bad for the maid.
Fuck, the cleanup staff.
The first thing that came to my mind was, damn, some poor person has to clean all this shit
100%,
up.
100%. Allegedly, I've been around when people's place have getting trashed by the cops.
Man, a ransacked place. You hate
cars
to see it.
Getting gutted at the side of the road.
Bro.
And then even if they don't find anything, they're like, yo, we out.
My whip used to be, I would have the longest pullover because my shit was like, in my late teens and early 20s, my whip was a junk mobile, bro.
Oh,
a junk mobile.
A lot of crap in there. Right?
Everything.
Collecting, yeah.
Man opened the trunk. He's searching for something. He pulling out the tennis racket, the hockey gloves that you worn once. The fucking baseball glove.
So it's a double-edged sword because
red solo
cups. He's annoyed. He has to move all this shit.
But I'm also loving it. I'm like, yeah, find it. I dare you.
Yeah, you didn't know if it's in the big thumb of the baseball glove. Yeah, I just dropped it off.
Now, these celebrities, right? They're to some degree, when you're on that level, you become exempt from a lot of things, right? So Diddy has had a checkered past leading up to this. Yeah. This is like 20 years you're talking about. Maybe more, 30 years at this point. And the man obviously is leaving behind somewhat of a tarnished legacy, right? Yeah. There's the bad boy curse. Bad boy has always been notorious for having
that,
a bad rap.
Is that bad boy or is that...
That's the record label. That's
or
bad
is
boy.
Is that him?
To some degree, it's him,
right? Because
of course.
If you remember, what did Suge Knight say?
Mm.
If you don't want your producer doing what? All
oh, you want him dancing all up in the videos? Yeah. Come on down with Death Row.
Yeah, if you just want him to focus on your art and promoting you as an artist.
Diddy's story, his come up, is very vicious too. not to say he was doing all type of craziness, but Diddy was an intern, I believe it was, prior to him getting Bad Boy Records. He worked his way up very, very thoroughly through the ranks.
So we got lots of Diddy's out there.
Well, he had to do a lot of handshaking and God knows what else to get up to that point, bro, I'm telling you.
So now, with that being said, when you see him with so much people that were like, yo, this my boy, and no one says anything. And yes, obviously people are going to say, well, Zane, look, no one wants to be affiliated with this kind of thing.
Right.
So we're going to really just stay quiet on it. Rumor has it that he probably is working with the feds as well, and he's intentionally,
you think so,
giving them
no
tapes, like,
oh,
to be
no,
like, yo, you know what, Craig, all of a sudden I didn't hear from Craig, so hold that.
Oh, he's the Frank Lucas type.
He's the guy that now he figured out he can dish out, because
not gangster,
he could probably have copies of these tapes all over the place. And they do say it's well known that he has hidden cameras
within
every room in this place.
Could you imagine?
And he didn't give none of his guests that are staying non-disclosure agreements or waivers to sign to say, hey, we have cameras in here.
Did he say, eat that burrito, take that, go to the washroom?
He probably encouraged a lot of his other friends to take that. And they are saying there's some compromising things about some of our top celebrities and government officials. Bro. And record label execs.
That's some power, though, eh?
You go there with the intention to getting these people. Like, so I mentioned this a while ago, a long time ago. I don't know what episode it was, where if I did a movie about Greek gods, I would put Diddy as Bacchus. He's the god. He's the...
Get the fuck out of here. Bacchus shot.
And Bacchus too. Bacchus shots, right? He's the god of wine and good time. He's the party god.
Okay. The party god.
Yeah. Right. So you get where I'm going with this, right? Where it's that mentality of like, I want to create a scene. There talks about, yo, he'll be like, yo, I'll move this candle over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Get the vibe set. He became a producer of these things. He became the persona. The Diddy movie is going to be crazy.
Diddy was an icon in his own right. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like pre all these allegations, is that people don't learn to appreciate the music. You know, there's so many, and now there's a lot of celebrities where you can't appreciate the work outside of what they've done. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. So again, like let's take in at this time of the recording, these are allegations, right? So like, if we look at Diddy's catalog, man, this guy has done a lot for hip hop. Right. That's fair to say. That's fair to say. Nonetheless, right? If we were to look at it, all bias aside, there is a lot that he has contributed to the game right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
But out of everything that he's built along the way, there are so many red flags that were ignored. Like we as the viewer base are like the fucking crazy ex that just couldn't ignore.
I've been telling y'all.
Just couldn't ignore what the hell has been happening the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the allegation states that he is essentially part of like everything. These guys threw the whole kitchen sink at him. They said
it scares me to think that he's like drugs. The El Chapo of this.
That's what they're going at, is everything he is like guilty of. You know what I mean? They're
there
like,
is the narrative that did he do? Like, it's everything. An overkill.
It is.
But remember, he had guns, and that's a warranted thing.
Yeah.
Where I think it's probably somewhere in the book or some dusty book somewhere where like, yo, if you know these guys have guns on site,
yeah,
and they're well known to have guns because they've done interviews. It's pretty obvious Cassie's cooperating.
Yes.
So although granted, with Cassie telling them what's going on, she would not directly be able to. It's been years, right? So the safe that she knew where it was is not gonna be there anymore.
Fact.
He's probably remodeled the friggin' house since
could
then.
Have done anything.
Right? So we're not saying that she's telling him, yo, third floor on the left, under the second drawer, that's
right.
Where it is, right?
Right.
It's just you need, once you realize, my brain would tell anybody that people are creatures of habits.
Yes.
And even within their precision, there's habits,
slip ups,
right?
Yeah.
So once she has to give them the MO of how he operates, then they're gonna like, okay, we know he has a person for this, that. Let's figure those people out, get from them, and then build a picture around it. These guys are professionals of what they do.
Fair,
right?
These names are so weird, though, man. Some of these people that when they indicated Young Miami, is that her name?
Yeah.
Young Miami with the pink cocaine and all that craziness. Right. And I was like, who the fuck is this?
This city girl.
No, but you're talking 20 years plus of fucking hip hop. And I was like, who the fuck is this?
It just showed up. Yeah. No, that's what it is. Did he use these people? Like, it could be as mules, right?
Yeah, possibly.
We have another card that's thrown in. Let's throw the all-star card out, 50. Right?
50's a menace. On
also, thing, he is a Joker. What I don't mean Joker card, I mean Joker character.
Yeah.
From Batman. Mm-hmm. So he also has skeletons in the closet. I mean, so he's bashing his baby mother right now, calling her a you little sex worker.
Goddamn.
Yeah, like he's, because she found out that she was on Diddy's. What, Craig, if you're on Diddy's payroll,
yeah,
I would like to know why.
Facts.
Right?
You're like, so,
Young Miami.
Fashion advisor. Right?
Sandwich cruster cutter.
Cruster cutter.
Socks puller upper. Right? We're talking pillow fluffer.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, these guys have been in the, and 50, Jay, and Puffy have a relationship. They've had a tight bond in the past. And things have been said 50 where 50 probably kind of like saw what was going on and maybe was like, but once again, he's also not squeaky clean.
Yeah, true.
Right? He just figured out a way to, his discretions are like, discussions we had before, we just talked before we started, when you're like, people can't shoot a fair one anymore without having the cops called and
right.
making it a thing.
That's kind of how that falls so, into right, the category.
He's from that, his discretions were of that type.
I think that 50 only kind of beefed, quote unquote, with Diddy was about the vodka. And like, I felt like it was more of a business flex than anything.
Okay.
Like 50 historically has dissed so many rappers and everybody in the game and not Puffy. If you listen to How to Rob, I don't think Puffy's in that one.
Why do you think so? Why do you think?
I don't think Puffy was relevant to 50's agenda at the time. Now, when 50 signed up with Effin Vodka, yeah. That's who it was, right? Yeah. And now it was a Ciroc versus Effin. It became a fun troll, as 50 would do as the bully, to, you know, try to shit on him every chance he gets. Correct. I don't know if he still holds stake.
That was marketing?
Stake. Yeah, I don't think he still holds stake in that, though. I don't know if there's anything for 50 in that case there, man. Like, Jay-Z and 50 would be more likely to beef than Puffy and 50 at that point, right?
There's a video when he's like, yo, that nigga didn't pick up the phone?
But again, in certain interviews, he's also said that he's like been on some weird shit too. So,
well, yeah, he's
been on the record with, like, you know, Breakfast Club and whatnot, saying, yeah, he wants to take me shopping. He found that kind of sus, you know what I mean?
But like you said, he's now filing for, he wants full custody of his kid because he realized that his baby mother's has been on Puff Daddy's payroll. And these, listen, I don't want to get that rich.
Yeah.
Where I might want to start just having relationships with your exes, just to, because I can get any woman in the world to some extent. You know what I mean? Not some misogyny tip, but
you don't want to rekindle that though?
Of your ex? What?
Yo, Tanisha, remember?
Just for Craig to be like, yo, Stacy. Come hang out with me. What up? I'm just thinking.
I feel like that's violation.
You know, and
I said Tanisha, and you said Stacy. Can't Tanisha be mine? Come on now.
Stacy was mine.
Oh, shit. Okay. Just making sure.
Okay. At least we had this. Craig, you Papa Tanisha's out here. You're a wild boy, Craig. You're a wild boy.
But, I think that, no, okay, even King Combs, even Diddy's son has been now implicated for a lot of these same things.
Because of habit.
Yeah.
When you grow up and your dad's an avid golfer.
Oh, bro.
Right?
What are you likely to...
He's just
going to
bash you over the head with it until you end up going golfing with him a couple times. And all you need to do is go golfing once.
It ain't so...
And to be in the room where he's golfing.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Accessory or just being around where you're like, well, you're well aware of these things, these activities were legal and you didn't say anything.
That brings a whole new light to, like, when parents have parties and you're too young to understand.
I don't know. My parents...
The shit he couldn't understand.
The Eyes Wide Shut parties my dad had was just him alone. So he...
Oh, fuck, man.
So he rocked out. So, yeah, it was... I don't know, right? Shout out to you, Pops. Legend.
Now, like, at the same time, safes raided, information from, you know, XYZ. I don't really know what they're going to pull on this guy. There are so many allegations, but they seem like they stay as just that.
I would like to think that they're probably trying to tackle the trafficking and drug ring.
You think so?
Because
that's such a shitty play, though.
Because you're working off of
like the human trafficking.
The human trafficking.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant just the drug trafficking. No, okay, human trafficking
and the drugs. Because where you're getting all these
drugs,
but you're getting these drugs from somewhere. Somewhere big enough is gonna want to be the guy that be the plug for the guy. That's the guy.
Fair.
That's
El Chapo.
That's the guy for Puffy.
But nobody indeed. Nobody cares.
And then that's the same echo where it's a chain of command for the woman, because after a while these girls got to get into this thing and they probably been working for other Puffy types.
Yeah,
so then we could probably, maybe there's a ring here, right? No one's talking about that Vince McMahon shit, but that's okay.
That swept right under the rug after this,
which is weird because it's pretty rough to think that you're gonna only have this infatuation with one person,
right?
If you're a multi-billionaire,
right
but hey, that goes back to the narrative, which I think it's unfair. But people are allowed to have the idea of, yo, this is an overkill, and why wasn't this publicized for other people? Which I can't call much other people into credit, like Epstein or whatever.
Okay.
Right, but we're like, nobody knows who Epstein was, so to speak. So to have him, it's weird, but I get it because it's someone so notable.
Oh yeah, for
culture.
Sure. It's what that's we said what on the last saying, episode. Right? Exactly that. Yeah, exactly that. Is I guess the name's more important than the action, or you know, you take down Diddy, an R. Kelly, a so and so, and it's like, oh, this is a win for the justice system, boys. But realistically, like, you've hit a drop in the bucket of the real problem.
The real
right?
problem.
Yeah.
Right. And just to rest assured, I'm gonna put Craig at ease here, guys. I don't think the legacy of the music that was created would suffer from this.
Because Puffy isn't like the person you come to listen to either, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if all goes to hell and Diddy is,
it's like
super
he
died guilty,
himself and he just had to comply to his record.
This
his
guy
pop
just
got to
show up.
So you pay yourself for just producing and mid.
I can only think of maybe two Diddy tracks in general. We've got Hate Me Now, right?
Was that his?
Not Hate Me Now. It's the one where he's fucking dancing in the fire. It wasn't us. That's my bad. That's bad on me. That's party foul.
Fuck, I'm happy.
He's got the one. He's got the one where he's dancing in the fire and all that shit. The other one for me is just
Godzilla one. No, that's a movie.
I'll research it real quick. But the other one's Bad Boys for Life, and it's like
the
most mid track ever.
Every step you. Yeah, that was it for me, Ryan.
You know what's funny? I mentally blocked that out because that's a problem for someone in my family. They had someone that was buried and that song was playing and they
fried
thing,
their
man.
Brain.
Yeah, I can't put
so
that
I
song
can't
on.
Hear that
that's
song.
No. That's a no-no.
You respect that?
Yeah.
Shout out to the guys that are dicks and will probably still play that song.
Music plays such a hard role in my life that I've done that to myself a few times.
You understand.
I have certain songs that I can't listen to because at the time of my life or what it kind of represented when I was going through something, it
you're not the only one.
Me, you know
I would
I
like
mean?
To tell you, everybody has that where it might not mean as, it might not be as impactful as in your situation.
Yeah.
Because the situation was probably that deep. Then,
yeah.
Right? But for some, it's within us, just like sense. Sounds we would equate it to a good time. Like if you smell cinnamon, you smell a certain kind of mix, you'll think of grandma or you'll think of the
exactly.
time to a carnival, right?
Exactly. But I think when it comes to Diddy in a music catalog, I can't take it seriously to say that like he was never someone that I would listen to. I don't ever pull up a Puffy song.
Yeah.
Like, oh yo, remember when Puffy said the line fucking I pull up in a shiny
no,
suit?
Right? Yeah, that's a thing, right? Now, so with Puffy, it's weird that he's not in jail.
Yes.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Is it weird? I'm just thinking, am I stupid for thinking that? That's
like
all
them
this,
saying, don't leave
it's
town.
Like you kick my house down, but you're like, so I don't get what the charges are going to be, but I'm sure we're going to hear something soon. I don't know where all his celebrity friends are. All those guys would always wanted to toast. The thing is, apparently he's been at every Rock Nation lunch.
Really?
That every Rock Nation brunch that they've done.
Yeah.
But the rumor has it that Jigga might not have wanted to done it this year because
it's just not a good look.
And Puffy the dude will show up because they show him a video of him and guess who? Stevie J.
Oh, Stevie J has been his
on
number
a bike
one
riding through L and taking pictures with Fab. And people are like, Puffy, come on, cut it out.
That's it.
You since when? Yeah, cut it out, man. Stevie J too, boy.
I'm trying to find it right now. I don't know if I'm gonna find this video though. But that's what exactly my point is, that there's no Diddy track that I'm gonna be like, oh, I can't bump so and so. Yeah. There's been so many others where like somebody has allegations and you're like, fuck man, like I actually rock with that track. You know what I mean?
That happens to me a lot, but with more so with rap beef, where dudes back then,
you gotta choose a song.
They'll drop the diss like Skeet on your baby back seat.
Yeah.
If a rapper, if someone tells you, bro, I used to mess with you, your girl so bad, I nutted on your kid's car seat.
That's savage.
What?
That's a New York beef.
And part of you, that's a New York beef. Now, the guy that has been in that car was like, what that was? Especially if your girl was really cheating. Listen, man.
It's a small world.
The in regards to the what's going on with Kendrick right now, mm-hmm. and J. Cole and pseudo Drake.
Yeah, there's like Travis Scott, right? Metro Boomin somehow made his way into this.
Those guys are like on the fringes. The beef's not about them.
No.
Right? The beef with Drake and Future was somebody slept with somebody's girl.
Right, right.
And they don't like it, right? Like I think so I mentioned petty, like, with Rick Ross's girl, where Drake invited her. Like this thing with going the women, and I said this at a party this weekend, mm-hmm. to some girls, because after they came up to me, were talking to me, and I was explaining to them of how much power they have.
Oh, don't tell them that.
It's something I do it to test it out.
Don't let it slip. I'll test the water.
Yeah, I'll give it just in the gist of that, right? But then we'll get back to the story of just like when a man sees a beautiful girl,
yeah.
It's very hard for us not to acknowledge your beauty.
Right.
We're squirming in our skin to say, not to say, hi, you're very pretty.
Right.
That's every man.
Yeah.
And you should honor that to some extent, but then some of them know they take advantage of it, right?
100%.
So it goes back to with these guys where there's no honor. You telling me, Craig, I'll invite the last girl you were with literally weeks ago to come to my concert VIP.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge fucking flex.
Is that good or bad?
It's bad because it's bad because it's like all these fish in the sea and you guys got to be fighting over a 1-2, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the 1-2.
It's like superhead in the industry, how everybody's got to pass her around. But then when somebody claims it, it's like, why'd you claim it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's the one problem that people run into in the hip hop beefs is that once you claim a thing, it's like your trophy can be snatched from you. You know what I mean?
But it's like that that's what it is.
It's hard because
if I can't do lyrics, we'll do. So it's a battle of ego.
Yeah. We're only human. So at the end of the day, who am I to say, oh, if I was some big rapper, I'm not going to have a significant other and I'm not going to have nobody I have feelings for, but look how vulnerable that leaves them when the next man pulls up and scoops your chick.
I'm going to be fully transparent here.
That'd be beef, bro.
You know why that grosses me out?
Why?
I feel like it's too close to you to have sex with someone you've had sex with.
It's kind of like some groupie shit.
It's almost like you were just... I know it's stupid, Zane. Stupid brain. Shout out to all those who's dating someone that dated someone that you dated.
Yeah.
Look, I just feel like... It's like me sitting in a warm seat when he just got up. You get what I'm saying here?
I feel that.
It's like...
I feel that.
I don't want to feel your heat on my heat. It's just how my brain's wired. So I would never, no matter how pretty one of my friends, no matter how pretty she is, soon as I have a hint that you and her, really, and a lot of these guys do talk shit like, yo, that's just like my miss. She's not really my ting. It's a ting.
Yeah.
Screw that. As long as I'm like, yo, that's sis.
You say it's out of bounds.
That's
that point.
This. You're my sister now because he's my brother.
Fair.
Yeah, cousin. Yeah. You know what I mean? It doesn't connect to me.
It's like there's no emotion attached to that for that person. So it's strictly an ego thing to say, yo, I hit your chick. It's like,
no,
it is pretty foul. But in that world, man, you got to think like, it's like if somebody is quoted as a baddie, right? So it's like, even if not, at the end of the day, I guess when you really think about it, it's really no emotional attachment whatsoever. It was strictly what's that it's like mental warfare.
Yeah.
It's mental warfare to just get in your head.
Battle of wits.
And to be like,
out fuck who.
You know what I mean? Like, you really thought you was locking it down, bro. You thought you had it locked down, only to find out that I could hit it too.
Yeah. And it's just, and it's just to invite my girl to the VIP concert, right?
Get it. These guys don't work hard to do this. You've never seen a
problem.
You've never seen a story where they said, and I chased her, and I chased her.
One in a ting and be like, yo.
It was strictly, I pulled up and your chick was like so fed up with you or so willing. Right?
We have to agree.
Yeah.
She took the invitation.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And because.
Why? She couldn't turn it down?
Females.
She got them teeth from Rick Ross.
He had an agenda at the same time. Oh, God.
She got a new pair.
She had an agenda at the same time, bro. You probably said some shit to her way back when and pissed her right off. And the opportunity presented itself, and then you find out men ain't shit and women ain't shit.
Because you know why? It's a pillow talk.
Because
once I do that to her,
it's done.
She's going to be like, that Craig ain't shit. I'm
that's
like,
it.
Tell me more. That's tell it. Me more.
I had this one time, and what was it? So I went to this King of the Dot battle, and one of the dudes, one of the dude's opponent couldn't get across the border. So he was supposed to face someone from the States. And I was chopping it up with him outside, and he just so happened to be like, yeah, I'll spit some of the bars for you anyway, since dude's not here. I'm like, fucking go ahead, bro. This is exclusive as fuck, right? Yeah. But anyways, long story short,
was
even though, yo, they were solid. This dude is about to fucking ether this guy. Yeah. He had texted his baby mama, got his baby mama's info, and got all the dirt on the opponent he was about to face. And it was fucking nasty, yo.
Art of war.
It was fucking nasty. It's the art of war. Telling you, psychological, mental warfare at the end of the day.
You got herpes no and emotion. All that shit.
Just be good.
In your choppy dick ass, yo. The baby mom dirt is nasty because when you have a baby mom's, there are times when you just drop all your guard. You're just as ever.
It means nothing when you're nobody.
It as like where everybody has their things that picks their teeth and do
any
all kinds
little
of
things,
shit,
bro.
Right?
It means nothing when you're nobody. It means everything when you're somebody. That's deep.
Damn.
That's
that deep, being right? said, the reason why we're here is that we're looking at this beef right now, and we know the future Drake things, girls involved. The Kendrick and J. Cole thing is just more of a prestige battle. Everybody's heard Kendrick's verse.
I thought it was so weird because I thought that Cole and Drake complimented Kendrick, only for Kendrick to be like, man, fuck you guys. I don't even want your daps.
He's in the couch. You're like, bruh.
Right? He's just,
what, you,
I don't
just even
mention my name.
Wings.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, now you're leaving.
But why? It's a healthy beef for hip hop. I'm happy with that.
I'm happy because finally, people are being called to the podium to perform.
Facts.
Right?
And this is like, have we waited any longer?
Yeah, because what's the last time? The closest thing we've had to that was Charged Up.
I would say kinda. Drake and Meek.
Yeah.
Meek Mill.
Where it's Charged Up.
The nearest thing.
Where it's more anticipated.
Like, Meek and Cassidy had a beef, but you don't count it on that caliber. This is like the top of the top. And I'm a big Cassidy fan, but this is like good because chances are very low.
Pusher and Drake, but that was different.
That's true. That's true.
That was Pusher and Drake, but that was different, right?
Drake's
shots
thrown at him.
This is the word, battle-tested.
Yeah.
We're looking at battle-tested. Is Drake cold battle? But that's his thing. Because the vibe is that he kind of, because you know they, because Cole said in one of it, Cole said that his phone was like telling them to respond with like negativity, to respond with like, you know,
like a fuck you,
right? So,
but instead it's like, yo, sharpen the swords,
right? Now I'm thinking Drake was probably like, yo, if you want to go at him, knock yourself out. You know, Drake probably would like,
and Drake fucks him,
he'll say,
bitch,
what do you think?
No, Drake's
and
like, yo, find all their
exes. He's like, yo, you heard what he said? And then gas you up to go fight, to test the water,
yeah,
to really see what's going on. Because then now what? If now Cole goes first.
Oh, so you're saying Drake's the final boss, eh? Yeah, he's like, oh, hold me back. Hold me back, Cole. Hold me back.
Look, if Drake's the raid boss,
yeah,
and Cole's the acolyte, Drake's hoping that Cole makes Kendrick burn up all his potions and shit.
Before he jumps
for you, because by the time you get to me,
you only
Kendrick
get
has
one
to be a surgeon and he has to have Drake's bag aside already.
But he will.
It's already recorded.
A Kendrick could do that.
Right? I'm going to get three verses.
Yeah.
One is a, oh, you finally stepped up verse.
Yeah.
Two is I wish you would verse.
Three is
and
like.
Three is the
fucking Armageddon.
Yeah, the Kamehameha, right? Kenny, right? So I think Drake is letting Cole go out.
Test the water.
Because Cole's the ribbon dancer.
But he shouldn't be. Cole should not be. And
you're saying Cole should be last. Cole's the raid boss?
I don't know about this one. No, no. I think in hip hop beef, I wouldn't want Cole. I would want Drake to be the final boss. But I feel like J. Cole should not be the one to sidestep the beef. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It shouldn't be you have to get through J. Cole to get to Drake. It should be like one or the other or both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that to me, the ribbon dancer, I totally understand exactly what you mean with the analogy is that J. Cole is going to be A, the most likely to respond.
Yeah.
B, the one who's willing to do the back and forth. He's probably already got a few tracks on deck ready to take it there. And C, he has not had a quote unquote rap beef yet. So this is a moment for him. This is a big one, right?
This is a tough big one.
But he's not a rookie.
This is a tough big one. You couldn't have gone against ASAP or something.
Right?
Right? But
the way I looked at it is that I looked at it like boxing, and I looked at it to say like the Mayweather versus Manny Pacquiao fight, they waited too long and they got too old.
Well, before it was so supposed this to fight. Because it's a part
very
four.
Close to that, bro. Yeah. Very, very close
I hear we're
to
saying
that.
Two at the top.
Everybody's established and it's like a healthy beef.
No one loses.
Yeah.
No one. There's nothing to lose.
No. There really isn't.
They might not see it that way. So we're saying J. Cole hops out. You're saying Drake is more battle tested.
Yes. Right. I will say that.
So Drake's the end.
Whether he writes his stuff or not.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, like, thinking about it leading up to this episode, I was like, you almost have to, like, lay out some ground rules on some Dungeons and Dragons shit. You have to be like, okay, if I was to pick the winner based off a few criteria, right? So my criteria would be the following. It would be like, one, did they write their own shit?
Okay.
That's a big thing.
That's the big thing. Yeah.
Right. And I feel like if that was the case, I would take J. Cole over Kendrick, over Drake even. J. Cole would be the type to write his own shit, say what he means, and leave it all on the floor. I said if we ignore that rule, I give it to Drake. Because Drake has had some in the recent years, out of any hip hop beef and all the diss tracks that may have circulated, Drake's had some fucking pretty heavy bars, man.
Yeah, like, and everybody kind of
back to back
loves it
bars.
When it comes to him, and if he has a ghostwriter, everybody's like, eh.
Exactly.
It's about the deliverance. It's getting a actor for the best actor for the script.
Yep.
And people somehow give Drake a pass on maybe if not he's writing this stuff or not, right? So they're okay with that. These guys' pen is way more different. They're on some
they're wicked,
Barbarian
bro.
Shit. Right?
Yeah, for real.
But with J. Cole's bars in regards to him responding to Kenny, he lost points for me because he referenced old rap beefs and how they did it. Because
Cole,
the old rap beef was about
fucking your baby
guy,
mom.
No, this guy's saying your album. They were listing your albums, and they were like, the other one was that. So he did the same thing that Jigadin, these guys did in their beef. So like, I didn't feel that was original. You still have opportunity. And my thing is, rap beef shouldn't be written.
Okay.
It should be a freestyle.
Like a Pac and Biggie freestyle?
It should be a freestyle.
That's a tough one.
And them three MC Hammer bitches, right?
Right?
It should definitely be a freestyle, because that's when it's like,
personal,
you
one for one.
Give me your passion. You're pissed off at me, so give
Drop
me all
the
daggers you got now at me, because the pen now, that's where J. Cole lost, because he's like, oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna toss in some old head shit where I'm critiquing his albums. I'll still give him praise, one or two, but one were like, meh.
Yeah,
that's like a jab to him. They're like, yo, your album
fell off.
Shit.
Let me see
but
what you got.
You ain't gonna shit on Good Kid, Mad City.
No, 100%.
No way at all, right? Because you give me any kind of Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society vibes on an album, I'm down. Give me that rusty aluminum fan, hot sticky room. in the hood in Cali.
Cut the AC off so we can hear this shit.
In khakis and socks.
I think that these guys are too developed as songwriters at this point. I feel like
they're too artistically
inclined. Yeah, I feel like at this point people are like, there's too many weapons. Yeah, facts.
You're a hoe.
Facts. I feel like at this point, I feel like Kendrick 5 years ago, probably even more than that, that's putting it lightly, would be like more battle oriented, where now I feel like he's gonna go over the top with it. It's very like not even subliminal, but
it's
like
going over everybody's head.
The wordplay, yeah, it's going over everybody's head. Exactly.
I like that shit though. So that's off my I love that shit. Yeah. I love me some soliloquies.
I'm cool with that. I am. I truly am. But I think that for Kendrick going all these years and being like gathering a cult following,
he's never really had a beef either, right?
I feel like no, not like that. I feel like they have. I think it was what was it, maybe TDE as a collective would have a different story about like hip-hop wise.
That would be dope.
But I think that Kendrick,
but even them, they're so secretive.
They are, but that would be epic one, right?
Yeah,
I think that Kendrick at this point wouldn't be able to provide the diss track that I would want towards either J. Cole or Drake. I feel like the shots fired kind of thing, Kendrick's are too like obvious.
Yeah.
Like even when his recent, when the diss first popped off, I've been banging the track day after day after day, and I keep re-listening to it and stuff, but it's almost like trying and not trying at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he's doing the aw, it's like,
yeah,
I fuck with it. I'm still like nodding my head. Yeah,
but even J. Cole's like, yo, I don't know, man. You don't want to make me do this because I love you. And we're like, no, no.
How big of a bar was, fuck, first-person shooter, I hope they came with three switches. Like, that wasn't, oh, my God. Like, and, like, all these dudes are, all these fucking dick riders are, like, their heads blown out. Like, oh, my God.
So you're saying
like, that, bro, that was such a mid bar.
That Cole doesn't really have, these guys, they don't really have the battle mentality.
I don't think that in a back and forth
Is that why
situation,
Jake be hanging out with Sexy Red?
Apparently she's a plant, but I don't know.
No, she can't be a. You saying she's a plant means she's acting.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
I think so.
I think she's enjoying herself.
Mm-hmm.
She's just. You think she's a plant?
I think she's a plant.
Why everybody a plant?
I mean, it's just a weird thing for her to be like so popular at this point already. Like, to me, who is she? I don't know. I haven't really listened to much music, or anything, but I think
Lil Rilla is probably one of the best artists of like female artists today. That's
she's got some bars.
She's really dope.
She's got some bars.
She's really dope.
She
right?
got some bars.
I saw her on with Shannon's show, so it was pretty funny.
Yeah, when I think about it, like Cole, I would take Drake or J. Cole over a Kendrick 9 out of 10 times. I can't think of many.
Okay, so give me. So what's your call right now?
Drake
taking this.
If it's Drake. Like if he's the one that's getting called out, and there's any back and forth.
If so you're saying Drake steps out. He's going to give us one or two tracks.
I'm still taking Cole over Kendrick, even in the mid ground. But I don't understand why it's like.
Imagine if Kendrick turns on, Cole turns on Drake.
That would be.
I'd just be like,
dope.
You know what?
You fuck my bitch. Yeah.
And another thing.
I don't think that would happen.
Holy shit.
I'm confused because, okay, so the criteria was one, did they write their own stuff, right? Yeah. So that's one. Two, I feel like you almost have to take the production out of it because I feel like Metro Boomin being part of this in any form or fashion is kind of unfair. You have to take Metro Boomin out of this equation.
Why? For those who don't know why.
The beef is not, should not be so relevant to the beat that they rap on. Unless it's one other person's song, that's a different story.
So you're saying we should take the beat out of it?
Yeah.
No way.
I know it sounds crazy.
You know, got yourself a gun.
I know it sounds crazy.
Listen, the beat complements the rhyme.
It does.
Because
I thought about this hard.
Oh, there's
thought
a million beats you can choose. You choose the right beat. It tells the person what fucking time
it
is.
Not once had any.
When I heard that rusty ass basic buck. Juvenile-esque, like down south-esque beat, Bay Area kind of. There's something like, no, it was more east. It's more LA-ish, right? It was more breakdance, like to it would give me a breakdance vibe.
Which one?
From Kendrick.
Kendrick
right?
one?
But no, with Future, right? The song that Metro Boomin released.
Yeah, but you
Future,
sampled
right?
another song. It wasn't even original. And it wasn't a diss to the person that you were sampling. Like, you know, look, all I'm saying. Is not once have I ever had a discussion with anyone who has ever come to me and said, best beef instrumental of all time. Name it. Nobody has ever had that conversation. It's irrelevant. I'm telling you. It does make a big difference to the song.
I think it sexifies the song a little bit. Why? I think that's allowed. Come on.
It does.
Imagine if the beat was whack, then it would kill the fucking but you're like, it shouldn't matter.
Ether?
You said it shouldn't matter? No.
Ether was trash. The beat's trash. It is. It's fucking trash. There's a few, but I know what you're saying.
Wait, hold on.
I thought about this.
That's also, I can counter that.
Okay.
Nas is not known
for good beats. 100%. 100%. But I'm just saying that in any of the conversations, nobody has ever talked about the beat. You pulled up listening to that Beanie Siegel diss track just now to Jada. The beat is irrelevant.
Fuck, I'm trying to think about the Puffy.
It's irrelevant.
Fuck you, Craig.
The only beef
tracks. Yeah, I'm trying to think about the Puffy. Ah!
The only beef tracks, Miss Jackson, when it was 50 and D-Block.
Get money.
Yo, that was a good one, right?
Yeah, that didn't mean, fuck
it. They come out.
They click you. That was just a ride. That's just a rhythm ride for
you. They're irrelevant. And I'm just telling you, they're irrelevant. So you have to take Metro Boomin out of that, right? Two, there's other people in this, right?
But that's the politics. That's the Game of Thrones.
It is, facts.
Where you use an element that's like, because Metro's like, yeah, he fucked my bitch too. Yeah, let's get him.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, Cole's gonna turn on Drake.
Ah, man, because he's realized,
like, you
bro.
Know what? We can't do this number one and two things and mean you be
so
friends.
So all three, but how do you have a three-way rap battle? It would be a first in history. That would be pretty cool.
First for everything.
They're all just firing shots at each other. That'd be dope.
It's gonna be subliminal
warfare, dog.
Subliminal purgatory for the rest of our life.
Facts.
We just drifting. What was he talking?
The fuck
about?
Was he saying
was
again?
Was he recalling to that verse on his album?
Oh,
his
fine.
First album on the second line when he mentioned about his. Sometimes it gets a little bit. Keep it to the baby mamas. You didn't build a house for your dad.
Yep.
You can't rap. You old.
And
right?
Whatever exposure you got. We'll put a plug in this one for now, but I will say on the record, I take Drake as the number one coming out of this battle, right? But we'll wait because if he doesn't respond and he hasn't yet, it's not looking good.
Okay, so Drake's number. So Craig got Drake on this. You might be right because I'm working off of, just like crypto, I'm working off of what I've seen before the chart. And the chart has showed Drake has more scars. And he has more things that he can draw on.
Yeah.
And he's petty. So he'll go send someone to investigate.
Oh, big time.
Drake's that guy,
big
right?
Time.
With the push thing, you can see Drake will ask for some lawyer documents and shit of court cases and shit just to get some stuff on you. So this might go to King Petty.
What if he doesn't have ammo? I never thought of that. Everyone he's dissed has skeletons in their closet.
Kendrick, well, look at.
Does Kendrick have anything on him?
Good Kid, Mad City.
You could talk shit about his label. Like,
hey, one thing I learned from this Jay-Z Puffy thing: nobody's perfect.
True.
And if they got a blemish, it's a nasty blemish, right? Because it's impossible for him not to have anything.
Yeah.
I think Drake would probably fight, and like we said, those are the rap battles we want.
This is healthy.
Stand in the eyes and shit like
this.
Not a fair fight.
No, this is healthy though. This is healthy.
I'm here to shit on you and make you because. These J. Cole, you need some more knuckles. You need a little more callus. You need to get shoved a little bit more. Fight back.
J. Cole is more likely to show up at a fucking Smack DVD battle. I would sooner see J. Cole on like a...
Just show up eating a pizza and freestyling.
You know, like what was it when Joe Budden battled Hitman? And that's kind of J. Cole's vibe to me. It's not so much a star versus star kind of thing. Cause
it's
you
a
know.
Street for the art, for the culture thing.
Yeah, for the culture. Thank you. Where Drake and a Kendrick seems very flashy and seems very, you know, limelighty and play this at my concert and you play this at your concert. So... At the end of the day, this is the best part. No careers will end as a result of this, right? Okay. Nobody's trying to sell an album right now. Everyone has an underground cult following. Everyone has
a ton
record sales. Yeah. There's no issues there. And
Drake fans always stop telling people we're old and we don't know what we're talking about.
Facts. But now, one career that is coming to an end.
Yes.
And we are just thankful that it aged so gracefully, bro.
This is terrible.
So gracefully.
Why? Okay. Tell them.
Big round of applause for Lizzo, y'all.
Yes, Lizzo is officially, well, unofficially, Lizzo said
semi-officially.
Semi-officially said
that she's done.
Quit.
She got the Grammy and she out.
We know better than that.
Yeah.
Right? But I still don't know, why am I not a fan?
I'm not a fan either, bro.
Why
am I not? Maybe that's why, because most people are not fans.
And did a part of you wanted to be a fan? We would be like,
Lizzo.
Something seems so fake. Lizzo's a plant.
She probably is.
Yeah, that's
bro.
Our new cancel culture.
Lizzo, yeah. Lizzo to me is a funny reference in hip hop as far as music goes. Lizzo's a funny reference to say that I like a Lizzo type. I don't know, like a big gal, you know, free minded, free spirited kind of thing. Like that's a Lizzo, you know what I mean?
The one thing people don't know is how you're already, oh my God, this is terrible. To stop the line, you're already larger than life. So it's kind of a lot in the room when you're like, shine. And then it's hard to believe that someone's like that always.
Well, I just think
and that nice. It's like that Taylor Swift effect where you're just like.
It was overkill.
Yes.
Let's admit it. Yes. It was fucking overkill.
It was a bit much,
right? You don't
right?
want something thrown in your fucking face like that, especially that thing.
Some guys don't remember. Usually shout out to Rikishi.
But I'm just saying that when something like that gets like put on a pedestal and all of a sudden they're running with the narrative.
Yes,
you don't even have time to think, bro.
Like,
it's already done.
Who was it? It was I think it was another person. Two person you don't want speaking up for you is R. Kelly and Azealia Banks.
Oh yeah,
right?
Definitely not. Yeah, definitely not.
Right, so Izzy's like, yo, if you're taking pictures in hot tubs and shit,
yeah,
with Skittles and all that, and your Twitter handle is Lizzo Be Eating, right? It's like me playing to the narrative of being a clown.
Mm.
I'm being mad when everybody make clown references.
You want people to be happy. We do. At the Hidden Six, that is one thing that we support majorly. But at the end of the day, we want people to be able to express their opinions. And when something comes out, jumps out of the gate running, and kind of gets forced down people's throat.
Yeah.
Because anybody who went against Lizzo during her campaign, the cancel culture is coming for
They're
you,
coming
buddy.
For you.
They're coming for you hard, yeah. Right? So you almost kind of got past the music, and it's like Lizzo the person becomes it's the personality, yeah. It's not the music at
so
the end of the day, right?
It's like we believed you, and this is what you get.
Well, it's like, bro, just be like everybody else. You know what I mean? There's so many people who come out,
you,
do their
Craig.
Thing. I appreciate that, natural talent.
How dare you police Lizzo's body?
I appreciate
like she
talent.
She policed those her staff's body where she tried to get a girl to put the banana in her.
Oh my God.
In Amsterdam, right? And I think that's what fucked her up.
That's fucked.
Because this was like, everybody just mad because I'd be mad, liberated, and horny. And I want everybody to be liberated and horny like me.
It seems like an agenda gets pushed with some of these stars, and this one here was like very blatant that they were pushing something alongside it, right? So you couldn't get past Lizzo the person and couldn't get to Lizzo the music, right? And
yeah, that's true.
She has a good career.
Yo, you can't make it big playing a flute. This ain't the fucking early 90s where that guy that had like the flute.
The what? The little
the,
like
yeah,
chime, the chime one
size. Yeah, he used to crush it. There's only one per universe.
Yeah,
we can't have Lilo just add Andre.
Andre,
yeah, you ain't about to bump three stacks up from playing the flute. We already have a flute person, right?
Keep it at that.
Yeah,
please.
Keep it at that. So, do you think she's going away for good?
Yes.
Wow. Hell no.
Well, you're going out on top. Kind of.
Yeah,
you know,
waistline.
Didn't she get a Grammy?
Mid, she did get something.
I mean, if you're there, that's pretty
one
good.
Grammy, mini Vanilli style.
And she's not like totally typecast.
Your songs have been in car commercials.
Yes,
I think that's pretty big.
That is.
That's pretty big.
But
I
she's not.
Remember, shout out to Jihyung and Meshi or not. I remember when they had her on that CBC show, like way before
she was on.
She made it big.
Really?
So I knew about Lizzo
way before.
Yeah,
Lizzo.
One of her songs, Hands Up, saying, feeling good as hell. And I was like, oh, this music sounds pretty good, uplifting. And then whatever she turned into after that, right? But that's fame. That's how it goes, man.
And like, you never were forced to change direction for your career or do anything out of being Lizzo. Like, there's no...
Lizzo wanted to have freak offs. Lizzo, that's a bit much for us.
There's no Lizzo nudes leaked, right? Am I... I'm right in saying that, right?
Craig, I had a 50 jokes with that. Some of them do with fluids.
But there's no scandals, right?
Yes, it was her.
Oh, there was
being fat shaming her fucking staff.
Okay, that's different.
And sexually assaulting them and harassing
them. Okay, that's
pretty
because
bad. Bullying them to do sexual acts in public on stage.
Okay. But I meant the opposite.
But all those aside.
Sorry, I meant like a career boosting scandal.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not a plant.
She never had to sell out.
No.
So she can retire with her dignity held high.
Right.
So we wish you all the best.
Yes.
From the Hidden Six.
I know you're not going anywhere. Who is going away, or what is going away, is the unity that the Neptunes had.
That's fucked. When you text me that, I didn't even know that was a
right?
thing, bro.
I've heard the rumors have it that they're, you know, there's been some things going on court-wise, so they're doing, like, the real legal shit.
Really?
So,
What, over ownership and all that kind all of stuff,
that shit,
eh?
Right, how it goes down. Because it's just like, okay,
I mean, yeah.
Let me get my half, you get your half. First, a fat boy's breakup.
Damn.
Right? So
it ain't so.
And immediately, I always thought about me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a duo thing, right? Because you look at friendships, open and pull all these things.
No, we're good. Keep stuff, going. Yeah. Talk your shit.
Right? So it's just the fact of, you just thought about it. I was like, man, once again, I hope we get that successful.
I never
where
felt...
we'll be petty in court. And our girls are like, guys, cut it out.
Remember y'all used to be chilling?
He took the last bottle of rum. He knows that was fine.
I always saw their relationship as like a straight up chill one. Like, it always seemed like Pharrell was on to bigger things.
Yeah.
But they always kept it to their roots,
right?
And it was like, yo, when I see you, and it's all love kind of deal. Mm-hmm. But I guess that is not the case with those
this
guys.
This is all about bromance, right?
It's salty though.
When men break up, when guys are not friends anymore,
it
it's way
bad.
Worse than when women break
up. Yeah.
It's way worse, yeah. Right?
Because it truly ain't over either.
It's not.
You know, one day they're
like, oh my God, right? Let me give you another duo, which you know, beefing right now. Doug Ford and Justin Trudeau.
Good.
I saw Doug Ford. He's our free
stir up
bear.
The pot.
He's beefing. So there's something, guys, in Canada called the carbon tax.
Yeah.
Right? So this is how this works. The government were like, yo, we need to deal with emissions, carbon footprint, you know, global warming, keep things alive so we live longer. Right. They'll go to the oil companies and say, like, yo, we're going to charge you guys a tax because y'all be polluting a lot.
Right.
Right? Instead of really going in and them changing the infrastructure to actually pump out less carbon in the atmosphere.
They're like, fuck it. We'll just pass it on to these people.
They'll just, the $50 billion we're charging you.
It's all good.
Like, Zane and Craig got that.
You know how hard I've
Craig,
to
you
build
got
this gas? I ain't got it, son.
It's making everything expensive.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm listening to Doug Ford. He's bluesing his shit. He's like, yo, get rid of it. Now, we can't really get rid of it like that because then it's a pact we signed with some other governments in the world.
Yeah.
But then people counter that with, China and America are like, yo, we're not signing that shit. Because
they didn't bother with it.
We need to keep this economy going.
Yeah, facts.
We need to provide jobs. And so now everything's going to go up in inflation. And once again, I feel this is forcing me to be a voter.
It's always a topic when elections come around, man. And we haven't seen prices raise as high since COVID.
It's not.
And we haven't hit there yet.
Mm.
But COVID had two actions. First time, for us in Canada, at least in Toronto, gas shot up to over $2 per liter. I know a lot of our American listeners got gallons, do the conversion rate.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money, bro, for you. It was like, you know, I drive a four banger.
Yeah.
Right? And my four banger, it don't eat gas, right? Thankfully. But when I'm starting to see this number, when I'm filling up the pump,
scratching your head.
I'm seeing $70-$80 to fill up my tank. And I'm like, bro,
it burns
what?
Because they change over into summer gas. Which it's
about the production. Oh, right? They have to heat the piping during the winters. There's more that goes into extracting the oil.
That's why
all
the
that
gas is cheaper because it's more work.
All that craziness.
Yeah, we understand.
But
here.
We revolted last time and it dropped down. Now there's another positive. So remember the all time low during COVID when you filled your tank up for like $30, bro. It was like 30 bones to fill the tank. It was like
COVID. I literally
a liter, bro.
Locked out. I only have like four memories of that shit.
Pulling up to that gas station, I literally pulled up, saw that the sign said somewhere in the area of 60 cents per liter. Had to walk inside to the gas station to ask him, is there supposed to be a one on the left side of all this, or is this real?
Take my money.
Am I dreaming? And he said, nah, for realsies. And I was like, fucking full tank, even though I can't drive nowhere.
Because everything's fucking closed,
I can't do shit.
That's why they have everything up, because people weren't using it.
So true.
Probably just a balance, right?
All
right. But
fair.
It is what it is, man.
No, it's not what it's not. Don't even start with that.
I'm sorry, Craig.
No.
That's these are inevitable things that are going to happen that are out of our control, that the government's going to fight over, and they're going to use us as pawns
into that game.
Into that game.
See, whenever we talk about politics, I'm usually not heavily invested because it's not about us.
Yeah,
and
but
this time
it's
personal.
This one hits home. Because
don't tax my gas
even,
like that, bro.
Even the tax. Somebody, my boy's telling me like his mom's house payment
mm-hmm.
went up with $500.
Oh, bro, the taxes, the property tax has gone up big time too. No, I mean, they've always made this argument about tax the rich, tax the poor. That's always kind of the back and forth battle with this kind of thing. But at the end of the day, certain things drive economy more than others. So it's like, yes, everyone consumes gas.
Yeah.
Yes, a carbon tax would potentially generate billions of dollars in revenue. But
yeah.
There's so many other ways to do it, fam. We are in the fortunate, we have our own refineries. We can outsource our oil if we need to, but we got that shit, bro. There's no need for that kind of stuff, man.
Craig for Prime Minister, guys.
That's it. I'm putting Craig in my hat. Minister, what's the next election? 2025?
Yeah,
let's go.
I'm in there. As an independent, man.
I think at the end of the day, everybody has a choice to make. And collectively, we are lucky in these first world countries to live in a democracy. And I say that with air quotes. Right?
Because then they'll pull things where two parties join into one on you and then you don't have
Listen,
a choice.
You know, back in middle school, I remember losing to the dude who said he would put vanilla Coke in the fountains.
Fuck.
And that's all it took.
I remember voting for the guy that said, yo, and two extra dances per year.
There you go.
That's all I need.
And it's never changed.
Man.
Doesn't matter if we were fucking 11 years old or if we're in our whatevers.
We need laws to have us to have more fun.
Need a good bullshit detector is what we need, bro. Is that these guys
have that? It doesn't work, Craig. It doesn't work, man.
The quote unquote person that speaks for me is like, nah, B, that ain't it. But anyways, look, to each their own.
That's
draw your own conclusions. We have many things that we have begun the conversation on today.
Yes.
These are not ending here. We have many other opinions. We have a lot of information to be uncovered.
Lots.
We are trying not to be fully biased.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we have to pick a side. So will that
do
shit?
We?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Did he do
what
it?
Was this
did
thing?
He didn't?
Yeah.
Did he do
did
it?
Did he?
Drake,
did he?
Kendrick. There's a lot of decisions to be made today. You know what I mean? And that line can shuffle left and right.
Yeah.
I would not hate on somebody for saying Drake today or J. Cole today and then tomorrow saying Kendrick and something drops.
No, I wouldn't hate. You know what it brought me back to when I was working my summer camp? One of the kids was like, yo, Zane, like, yo, isn't Kendrick like a better rap? Because you could tell he was arguing with his boys.
Oh, he's trying to get your validation?
Yeah, but and then that's what all this took me back to, because then I thought about him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, your favorite rapper is now top three, and think, you know what? It was just a weird parallel for me to think about the innocence of that.
I feel like we need
right?
the younger generation's opinion for real.
We do, eh?
I feel like we're outdated on this, even though we just tried to say we're not.
You hit it here first, guys. Craig said we washed.
You can hit us up on Spotify and all of your podcast playlists, Apple.
And you can listen on YouTube. Not a lot of people know about the YouTube one.
The YouTube ones, we're working on that. We're working on that now. But you can find us at The Hidden Six. That's THEHIDDENSIX. Not going to say it twice. You better type that shit in. Tell a friend to tell a friend. And we out.
Peace.
Peace.